This man went down to his house justified rather than the other. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, our Lord tells us today a parable about two men, one who fancied himself to be very holy without actually being one, and the another, namely the despised publican, whom the whole world branded as a sinner and a great shame to all their society, but who indeed was greatly graced and blessed by God Almighty. This publican, he belonged to class or occupation of tax collector and of tax collectors, and back then, just as now, tax collectors were not popular kind of a breed, and especially publicans were despised because they had the bad tendency to take more than they were required and pitch something into their own pockets. On the other hand, Pharisees were seen as extremely honorable people, one who were very fervent in keeping the law and true worship of God Almighty. And both of them in this parable happened to enter the house of Lord to pray at the same time. But if you read the story with care, you notice that the Pharisee, he did not actually pray. He was making a speech, and not any kind of speech directed to God or even asking anything from God. He only cataloged to God Almighty his excellencies, what great deeds he had done, saying that, look me, Lord, how good I am, as if God would not really know how to read anyone's mind and heart. And he made matters even worse when he compared himself to the publican, saying that if I indeed would have any faults whatsoever, at least I would never be as bad as the guy next to me who is despised by all people, and I'm sure my Lord also despised by you. But the prayer of the publican, the despised one, it was truly indeed different one. The prayer of the publican was truly what we can call a prayer. It was directed to God. It was extolling God's mercy and pleading that, and it was a prayer of a penitent, somebody who was sorry for his sins and begged forgiveness from God, because he knew that only from God you can gain forgiveness and remission of sins. The publican stood far off, namely he didn't want to get any attention to himself, and he struck his chest as a sign of repentance, showing that he was worthy of punishment. And what made the publican so much more blessed in God's eyes than the Pharisee was that the publican, the despised one, he knew his place. In other words, he showed humility. Dear faithful, humility is when we put ourselves in the proper place we belong. Humility, unlike people often think, is not self-loathe or self-despising. Humility is that we recognize the position and place where God has put us in this world, in this society, and we are content with that. And humility also means that we recognize the place of others, namely the place where God has put people around us, and especially in the places of those who are our superiors. And there you see how closely the virtues and humility and obedience are connected to each other. In order to better understand this, it's good to review what is the true hierarchy of orders. In this life, we have so many superiors. There are earthly superiors, there are policemen who give orders, there are our spouses, there are our parents, there are teachers and priests. But a Catholic must always keep in mind that all authority, namely the power to give orders, it comes from God. It does not come from man or merely from the fact that someone is so excellent that he is appointed our superior. Now, all of your superiors receive their powers from God Almighty. And that shows that the obedience to God, that's the only sort of obedience which shows no limits whatsoever. As you might remember from Bible story about Abraham attempting to sacrifice his son Isaac. Our earthly superiors, if they would order us to do something sinful, we are not allowed to obey them. But obedience to God Almighty, that's endless. And from this you can see that the first step towards true humility is that you recognize that God Almighty is above everything and everyone. Every single person in the whole world is obliged to submit under the rules and authority of God. And if a person loves God, he submits with willful mind and heart. So you can see now that unless we love God, unless we are willing to obey his commandments, it is impossible for us to show true humility. If you will remember the Pharisee again in the parable, this Pharisee who extolled himself, he did not love God. He loved himself. He only used God as an occasion to show him God and the others how excellent and worthy he was. This was the only reason why he so-called, so to say, prayed at the temple, this prayer which was merely a speech to boast and extol himself. Another essential factor besides love and obedience to God in humility is repentance. It is truly a fact which we often forget, that every single one of us is in dire need of repentance and penance from our sins. In confessional, we so often humble ourselves. We ask God's forgiveness from our sins and are willing to correct ourselves. But when we humble ourselves, do repentance, it shouldn't be left just to be in the secret of the confessional. We should use all daily occasions we face to show that we are willing to humble ourselves. And I don't mean showing in a boastful manner like the Pharisee did, but showing in a humble manner as the publican, the despised one did. And one of the greatest occasions for us to show humility is to ask forgiveness from the people we have hurt through our own pride or self-love. It often happens in our world, in our lives, that we get into arguments with people and we show signs of bad temper. We say or do things to him which we regret later. How great occasion would this to say I'm sorry and ask forgiveness from the actual person we have done wrong, instead just leave that in the secret of the confessional. This is, of course, extremely difficult to do even to the most ardent followers of our Lord, because truly most of us would rather cut our arm and leg off than to go to the person we have offended and say, I'm sorry, please forgive me. But at this, you could truly see how greatly extolling and how greatly pleasing to God is humility. Humility, as I said, does not mean self-loathe. It means loving God Almighty. And we are sometimes so afraid to show humility because we think erroneously that that is somehow a sign of weakness, or we show to the other person we have offended that now we are ready to surrender and you can abuse me now as you could wish. No, true humility is nothing like that, and we don't lose our authority by asking forgiveness or by showing humility. There's a great story about King James II, who was the last Catholic king of England. He had kind of a bad temperament, and one day he was searching for some very important state paper, but could find it nowhere. And with every minute, as you probably know from your own life experiences, every minute the king's anger mounted when he looked for the important paper and could not find it. And in his anger, he accused his own servant of having misplaced or lost the paper. And when the poor servant tried to defend himself, the king gave way to his anger and struck his servant. But no, not long afterwards, king's official came in and he had the missing manuscript in his hand. And at once the king, the high and mighty ruler of England, he recalled the abused servant. The king begged his pardon and insisted upon being forgiven, saying, "I will not let you go until you say you have forgiven me." And the king offered the servant handsome gifts and showed him many marks of favor in the future. And you can rest assured that this king never had more trusty and faithful servant than after this episode of pleading forgiveness. So you see that humility does not destroy authority. All of us must be firm believers in authority, but in the sense that God teaches it, namely that God is above everything and everyone. And we, when the occasion arises, we should be ready to humble ourselves, because where there is true humility, there is always at least sufficient amount of authority. And we can only need to see the lives of our Lord and lives of Our Lady to prove this point. Who was ever more humble? Who was ever more forgiving than our Lord? And who is the King and Creator and Ruler of the whole universe but our Lord? And who among all created beings showed more charity to love and neighbor? And who showed more humility than our Blessed Virgin Mary did? And our Lord regarded and praised her and exalted her above all others by assuming her into heaven, body and soul. So, dear faithful, in your life, at some point, sooner or later, you will be humiliated. And there are two ways how this humiliation can happen. One is that of the Pharisee, who at the time of his judgment surely faced a fierce judgment and humiliation from Lord, his Creator, and his judge. And if we are not ready to humble ourselves, our true God and Creator and Father, he will humble us, if not in this life, at least in the next. Or the other way, how we can be humiliated is if we humble ourselves in the way as the this despised publican did. And as it says in the gospel, he went home justified rather than the other. and that is also our part and our heredity in after this life. Our home is home in heaven, and if we show so much love to God that we are ready to humble ourselves in this life, then we can truly, after our death, enter into the true home of heaven. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.